I would the friends we miss were safe arrived.
Some must go off. And yet by these I see so great a day as this is chiefly bought.
Macduff is missing, and your noble son.
Your son, my lord, has paid a soldier's debt. He only lived but till he was a man. The witch no sooner had his prowess confirmed in the unshrinking station where he fought, but like a man he died.
Then he is dead.
Aye, and brought off the field. Your cause of sorrow must not be measured by his worth, for then it hath no end.
Had he his hurts before?
Aye, on the front.
Why then, God's soldier be he. Had I as many sons as I have heirs, I would not wish them to a fairer death. And so his knell is knolled.
He's worth more sorrow, and that I'll spend for him.
He's worth no more. They say he parted well and paid his score. And so God be with him. Here comes newer comfort.
Hail, King, for so thou art. Behold where stands the usurper's cursed head. The time is free. I see thee compassed with thy kingdom's pearl, that speak my salutation in their minds, whose voices I desire, aloud with mine. Hail, King of Scotland!
We shall not spend a large expense of time before we reckon with your several loves and make us even with you. My thanes and kinsmen, henceforth be earls, the first that ever Scotland in such an honor named. What's more to do, which would be planted newly with the time, as calling home our exiled friends abroad that fled the snares of watchful tyranny, producing forth the cruel ministers of this dead butcher and his fiend-like queen, who, as 'tis thought, by self and violent hands took off her life. This, and what needful else that calls upon us by the grace of grace, we will perform in measure, time, and place. So thanks to all at once and to each one, whom we invite to see us crowned at Scone.